And so how important do you think it is for history teachers in England to be aware of the political conversations that are happening in India if they're planning to teach partition?
Oh, no, that's absolutely important. What I was mentioning before is just not restricted to Indian classrooms. You know, obviously, we are living in multicultural Britain. And this is true not just for India and Pakistan, Bangladesh. This is true for the whole Israel-Palestine conflict as well. You have to be aware of what's happening. What are the contentious issues so that you can moderate safely the classroom? I talked about not making South Asian students exhibits for other communities to examine in the classroom. You know, you have to be aware of what is the colonialist gaze, the dangers of that, and what is the right-wing gaze and the dangers of that. So teachers have a massive duty of being aware of what's happening in the specific countries that are relevant to teaching the histories of conflict, and not just India, Pakistan, refers to pretty much any part of the global South that is being taught today, be it Cuba. When we talk about neoliberalism, the impact of that on global South, when we look at the Korean War, it's very important that teachers are aware of the broader context of what is happening in those countries and the larger narratives that are floating around those countries and how the nation states are responding or creating those narratives themselves to a certain extent. So for instance, you know, when I teach partition here at the master's level, I have a separate half an hour devoted to the recent changes that have taken place in the NCERT textbooks, which is the government textbooks, and how they are erasing different versions of history to make it seem like there was only one particular narrative of the nation state that emerged in 1947 that chimes with what the current nation state is putting forward.
I think that's a really good tip, actually. So by using examples of how it's taught in India, actually, you can break down some of those perspectives. And that could also open up a conversation about the sensitivity of partition. So yeah, I think that's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. But Kat, I was wondering, how feasible do you think it is that history teachers grapple with the contemporary context of the countries that they're teaching about?
Thanks, Natasha. And I wholeheartedly agree with Anwesha that it is really important, especially with topics like partition, that we are conversant in what's happening in the countries that we're teaching about. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes it's probably quite unrealistic. Some Key Stage 3 curriculum models may well look at a particular topic in three lessons or four lessons. And sometimes it can feel quite difficult to actually get to grips with current conversations, as well as having looked at scholarship and then planned out lessons and found primary source material. So I think it is important to try and do so. Podcasts like this are a really excellent way for us to do that. But I think when you're teaching topics that are controversial, it's key to prioritize those topics.
And on the topic of the contemporary relevance of this history,